If all we were to do was to point to the 2006 Arctic Winter Games, Tim Dillon would certainly have been more than deserving of the Excellence in Professional Award. But after that, he went on to be city manager over in Seldovia. And then he came to the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. And then we had COVID. And while everybody else was sheltered down in place, he mounted up that white steed Silver and he ran from business to business and he brought more money to our community so that we sustained our economy than anyone else. Tim, I can't think of anybody more deserving of the Excellence in Professional Award than you, but it's the R word that I'm really resisting. And you also this week are going to be retiring, but that doesn't mean that CAPED is not going to keep growing, does it?
No, in fact, you know, I've been the pretty face. We have a...
What? What?
Well, when it comes to CAPED...
Don't you have any mirrors, yeah. Tim?
No. Well, when you look at CAPED, you know, it's a team, and we have an outstanding staff. I just have been the person out there in front. But Caitlin, Cassidy, and Abby, they're amazing, and I am excited to see where those ladies are going to bring this organization to next. I feel very, very strongly about that. You look at the Kenai Peninsula and all the things that are going on here. This is the place around the state of Alaska that people look to because this is where people want to live.
You know, Tim, when I was director of media for the Arctic Winter Games, we started, I think it was in 2002, when Dale Bagley came up with the big idea that we could actually put this on. And then a lot of us thought, well, how are we going to do it? They hired an executive director, and then it wasn't going so well. So along came the new executive director, and we were looking for funds. And we went to our senior senator, who is head of appropriations committee, and he just said, if Tim Dillon's involved, count me in. That has to be one of the highest words of praise I've heard for any individual. It's got you choked up, doesn't it? We miss the old guy, don't we?
You're right. Senator Stevens was, you know, most people don't realize his impact on sport. You know, he wrote the Amateur Sports Act. So Senator Stevens and I have known each other for a long, long time. And he gave me the support that I needed, and along with this great community. And my wife and I and our four boys moved here in 2005, and we haven't looked back. It's been great to go from one opportunity to the next.
Well, let's look to the future, okay? And even though you're retired, I hear you're still going to be here in our community and have an office out there at CAPED.
Yeah, I have agreed to keep an office at CAPED and assist with some outreach things for some different groups and organizations around, not only here on the Kenai Peninsula, but around the state.
Now, Tim, you've been at the helm of economic development for quite a while here on the peninsula. What do you vision the future for the Kenai Peninsula? Where are we going? We have so many restrictions now on resource extraction and all the things. What do you think it's going to look like in the next 5-10 years?
Well, I think we need to continue to push back on what's going on the resource side. But we also need to, you know, one of the cool parts about the Kenai Peninsula is we are so diverse that we don't just rely on one organization or one type of revenue stream. You know, you also have everything from tourism. Look at healthcare over here on the Soldotna side, you know, and what they have developed and, you know, the campus and things. You've got all these different things that play a role. And I think you take those, you take commercial fishing, you take mariculture, you take, we're going to be just fine. And I think we have great leaders sitting in different areas of our communities. They will continue to push forward and find out what opportunities are out there. As I have said, you know, I'm going to be around and going to try and help people. There's still a couple of different boards I sit on that I'm going to try and assist with. And the Kenai Peninsula is my home. And this is where my wife and I really enjoy being, the people and what's going on.
Now, here's what I truly mean. You've given so much to this community. If you need anything in retirement, you just let us know, and we'll rally around you, sir.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Tim Dillon is the recipient of the Excellence in Professional Award, very deservedly so. And I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to the It's Gonna Be Okay sound of KSRM.